You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hey there, this is Motif Mosaic and I'm your host Blessing. Thank you for tuning in as we continue listening to songs and just have a good time together as you listen in to the ideas, the thoughts, and just the different motifs that have been stirred within me. I just think back to my high school days during PE classes when we would have football matches or basketball or any sort of sport that would have to split up into teams. And most of the time you'd want to be on the team with the people already play on your school team or the provincial team or the national team. And you just have this confidence when you know you've been picked on the right team, even if you're like me with not really the most athletic talent, to know that if I'm on the right team, then I'm going to win no matter what, because all you have to do is just carry a little bit of your weight and know just everyone else is going to do their part and everything will flow in together. And it's almost a similar thing, or not really similar, I'd say on a minuscule scale, that's the reality of me being on a winning PE team. But when compared to seeing who is on our team and who is on our side, to know that Christ Jesus is the MVP on our team, he's the one who has done everything and he's given us the victory. And at times I think we forget that. We look past what Christ has already done. We've forgotten that we are victorious and we're living knowing how the end already is. And the next song that we're listening to is Already Won by Mountain People Worship. And basically the main message of the song is that Jesus has already won. He's already seating on the throne and he's above all things. He's sovereign over all things. And this is an encouragement for each and every one of us. And I love how in the chorus, you know, it sort of quotes Psalm 91 that says, even if 10,000 fall around me, or if there's a plague, or if there's anything else, Jesus already won. So we already know how the battle ends. We know how the war ends, that Jesus is victorious no matter what happens. And we can hope in that. We can trust in that, to know that death has lost its sting. It has lost its power over us because Jesus has already won and he still sits on the throne.
Some days feels like darkness raised and covers up the light. Some days it feels like all this hate will sing the last rhyme. But my Jesus still sits on his throne. But my Jesus has already won. Even if mountains they crumble and the oceans they rumble and an army besiege me and the plague comes near me and a thousand and 10,000 fall right there. I'll worship
If you're in Christ, you know that there is power in the name of Jesus. You know that in Jesus' name, there's healing, there's deliverance, and there's just all things that can be done in Christ who strengthens us. We can abound, we can have little, but we know that in Christ's name, we're able to endure all things because He's the one who gives us strength. He's the one who's able to do all of these things for us. And when you see just the different testimonies that we have in our lives, to know that in Jesus' name, we prayed and we received an answer. In Jesus' name we prayed and someone was healed, someone was delivered. And just many miracles and many wonderful things happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Know that in Jesus' name we have freedom. Chains fall at His name. Things happen and things change. And it is such a beautiful and powerful name. As we see that there is nothing that compares to the name of Jesus Christ. We see that even in the Bible, the very first church was able to do so many wonderful things in Jesus' name. And it did not stop then. Even now, we see that in Jesus' name, we are able to do so much. In Jesus' name, families are being restored. In Jesus' name, people are receiving their joy in the Lord and they're overcoming the trials of this life. And so the next song is I Speak Jesus, and it's such a beautiful thing that we can proclaim over those around us, to say that I speak the name above all names, just as is described in Philippians 2, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow down in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So at Jesus' name all shall bow down, all shall come to submit and to know that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is above all things, He's mightier than all things, and He's sovereign over all things, because that is the name of our Lord and Savior, the one who has set us free. So this is I Speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety, to every soul held captive by depression. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the
I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
The opening line of the song that we're about to listen to is very cheeky, but very true. And so this is what it starts off saying. I've heard Christ is a crutch that messed up people use. And that's a beautiful thing when you look at it from the perspective and the lens of the gospel. That when we come to Christ Jesus, ultimately it's an admittance of our weakness. It's us saying that on my own, I cannot be righteous. On my own, I can't do all these things. I can't keep these commandments. I can't live an upright life. So I need Christ Jesus. And at times, we have to be conscious of our own weaknesses. We ought to see what our limits are. We ought to see what our pitfalls are, because it's Christ who's carrying us through all of those things. But there's just this temptation to get so prideful when things are going right, where when we're not falling into certain patterns or habits that we've broken off by the grace of God. And still, we need to come back to be reminded that it is God's grace strengthening us. It's not really much of our own working. It's not really much of our own practice or discipline, if I can say so, apart from the grace of God. And it reminds me of the Apostle Paul, who says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." You know, he realizes that in Christ, he is strong, that he is weak on his own, but in Christ, through the grace of God, he's able to stand strong. And when I see someone who was an apostle, was doing so many great things, still able to acknowledge his own weaknesses and come before Christ, that's just an invitation for each and every one of us to know that as great men of God were able to see their weaknesses and come before God to seek God's grace, so can you and me today to come before Christ and say, "Lord, I need you as my crutch. On my own, I cannot walk. I am going to fall." And so we're not above seeking God's grace, no matter how insignificant the weakness may seem or how much you think you might get ridiculed because of that weakness. God understands, God sees our weakness, and he wants us to come to him and to lean upon him, because on our own, we cannot do it. We're never meant to do it on our own, because God's grace is sufficient for all who are willing to receive it. So this is Not Giving Up on You by Chris Renzema.
I heard faith's gone out of fashion, at least according to my old friends. Guess I've never been one to keep up with the modern trends. Cause maybe I'm out of style, but whether or not that's true, when I look at the stars, all I see is you. Christ is a crutch that messed up people use to make it through life when nothing else will do. Well, maybe I'm broken, but I'm not ashamed to say that I need someone to come save me. Cause I'm not giving up. not giving up on you.
Jesus uses this illustration when he's teaching people about obedience to God's word. And he says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And just the whole emphasis and the whole story is that if you build your life upon obedience of God's word, you're just like a man who built his house upon solid rock. And when the storms come, when the winds blow, your house will be able to stand. And then Jesus goes on to describe and say that the one who hears my words but does not obey them is like the man who built his house upon soil that does not have much substance to itself. That when the storms come, when the tests come, that house is going to fall apart and you're left with nothing. And I think it's something that we ought to be conscious in our own lives to see, what exactly am I building my life upon? What exactly is the code that guides me as I live? Is it the philosophy of today? Is it my own thoughts and my own understandings? Is it my emotions? Because when the storms come, when things come to shake you and rattle you up, will you be able to stand after it all? Because we see this testimony that Jesus gives, that whoever it is that lives in obedience to my word is able to stand to the very end, is able to endure all things. So this is a testimony that we can have in our own lives, to know that God's word is profitable for us. Even in those seasons where we're being tested, we're able to stand and endure because God's word is there for us. So it's not us being removed from those times of enduring, but we're being given a safe haven. You know, we're being given a plan and a structure that will work in those times when there's storms and when there's all these things, because our lives, our faith, our hope is all put upon Christ and obeying his word. So this is Firm Foundation by Cody Carnes.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, 'cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now?
He won't.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it through.
Christ has come to set the captives free, and Christ gives this promise to those that he's talking to in the Gospel of John. He says, whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And a life of following Christ is a life of freedom. Freedom from chains, freedom from bondage, freedom from just cycles of being stuck in sin. God has made us free and he has allowed us to live this life of freedom that is granted through Christ Jesus. And one safeguard to this freedom that Paul gives to those that he's writing to is that God has called us to a life of freedom so that we can do good unto others, so that we can be able to love one another, to live a life of freedom, free from sin, so that we can serve God. It's a beautiful thing to know that it's a freedom that is not meant to be abused, but it's meant to be a blessing unto other people. This is what Christ Jesus has set us apart for good works, for loving one another, and to represent God to those around us. So when people look at us, when people look at you, as you walk with Christ Jesus, is your life a life of freedom to serve others? Or is your freedom being used for selfish reasons? Because that's not true freedom. In the book of Romans, it says, whoever does sin is a slave to sin. But Christ has come to set those slaves free so that we can live righteously and we can live in accordance to what God wants us for each and every one of us. So this is No Longer Bound by Forrest Frank.
Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I can take rest, cause the living God is living in my chest. Every day I wake up feeling blessed, and even if I don't, I see it as a test. Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're all around me. Nothing I could ever do separate my love from you. You came to set us free. You came to set us free. I am no longer bound. Oh, you came to set us free. You came to set us free.
Thankful you ain't drive me in that pit. Hey, nah. Saw my soul inside that famine, said that's it. Grace now. You never flake in the cold winter. I just came to ball with the gold winners. Fast forward, turn to a road runner. Spirit caught me here, go get it. Shed blood, gave me lemonade on this cold bennett. Pick me up. I was Timmy Turner, always chasing after Vicky Young. Took me to his fountain and gave me peace and chose to cleanse me up. Now I'm testifying of your greatness. This a different look. Go, whoa, oh. Life been hitting hard, let's take it slow. Take a walk by the river and let you flow. Cause Lord, you are all I ever want. You're all I ever want. Cause I was lost until you found me. Now I know you're all around me. Nothing I could ever do to separate my love from you.
There's just something about the importance of the cross and Jesus' crucifixion. It goes so much against what the world offers us today. And what the world says is a path to success, is a path to doing things the right way. But when we look at what Christ has done by dying for our sins upon that cross, it really just flips everything upside down. Because when you look at Roman times, the cross and crucifixion was the worst punishment known to them in their time. This was meant for those who had committed the worst of crimes. But what God does is he takes something that's so ugly, that is meant for punishment, for shame, and he uses that as a way to overcome death, to overcome sin, to overcome the enemy, And we see that that which meant to be something so gruesome and so cruel and so lifeless was actually God's plan from the beginning, that he turned something that was so sad into something that we can rejoice over. And you know, we see what the cross has done for each and every one of us in wonderful ways, in ways that we cannot even list out fully. And this next song that we're going to listen to has a very great line in it. It says, all the money in the world couldn't buy me grace. And when we see what the world offers us, we see what the world calls for success, but we see that all of these things aren't really the grace of God. They aren't really going to compare to what Christ offers and what he has done for us. We could have all the success, we could have all the money, but without God, without a rich relationship with God, we are poor, we're naked, we don't have anything that we can take on with us to the next life. But what Christ has done for us has changed us, it's healed us, it's made us new, and it has perfected us into the image of Christ Jesus. So it's a beautiful thing to see that Christ has turned everything upside down with his death and resurrection on the cross, so that our own lives could be turned upside down, so that we are not those people that we were before the cross, but now we are new people, all thanks being to what Christ has done for each and every one of us. So the last song that we're listening into today is Who I Was by Josiah Queen.
All the money in the world couldn't buy me grace, like your blood bought it for me on that day. Searched the world and all its gold, but it never gave peace to my soul. I found grace and I found love. I found hope on a wooden cross. By your pain and by your blood, who I am and who I all the love in the world couldn't pay my sins, like the bloodstained cross on Calvary did. I was chained down, weighed down in my debt, but I found the keys in nail-scarred hands. I found grace and I found love. I found hope on a wooden cross. And by your pain and by your blood, who I am ain't who I was. I found grace and I found love. I found hope on a wooden cross. By your pain and by your blood, who I am ain't who I was. All the money in the world couldn't buy me grace, like your blood bought it for me on that day.
Thank you for listening to Motive Mosaic.